This is CRI News and I'm Lucy Du. China and ASEAN are vowing to try to achieve closer ties through the next decade. The pledge has been made in a joint statement following a China-ASEAN leaders meeting in Brunei. Addressing the meeting, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has issued a new policy declaration for the new Chinese leadership for China-ASEAN ties over the next 10 years. The Premier has put forward a 7-point proposal on promoting cooperation in various fields, stressing the importance of consolidating political trust. The two sides have also promised to scale up two-way trade to $1 trillion by 2020. The Chinese government has issued another statement calling for restraint on the Korean Peninsula. The comments come as North Korea has reportedly reopened its Yongbyon nuclear reactor. North Korea's official news agency has also said the country's military is highly alert to promptly foil provocations. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says the Chinese government will continue to pursue the denuclearization of the peninsula, as well as the early resumption of the so-called six-party talks. Torrential rains caused by Typhoon Futao are continuing to hit Shanghai and Zhejiang province in eastern China. At least 10 people are confirmed dead in the city of Wenzhou, with 5 others still missing. The storm has inundated roads, houses and breached local riverbanks across the region. 70% of Yuyao City in Zhejiang province has been flooded, affecting nearly 800,000 people. Local flood control and disaster relief authorities say weather is expected to improve on Thursday. Egypt's government is outlawing the Muslim Brotherhood as a non-governmental organization. This follows an earlier court order to ban the group's activities, seize its funds, and form a panel to administer its assets. Egypt's Minister of Social Solidarity says all the funds of the Brotherhood as an NGO will be put under the disposal of a government committee. The money will be held until all judicial issues are resolved. Meanwhile, ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is set to stand trial on November the 4th in connection with charges he authorized violent attacks which took place outside the presidential palace earlier this year. We are now getting more firm numbers in connection with last week's migrant boat sinking of the Italian island of Lampedusa. The official death toll now stands at 302, as more bodies have been recovered through Wednesday. Authorities now believe a total of 518 people were on board the ship when it caught fire, capsized and sank off Lampedusa a week ago. 155 people survived. It is believed the boat originated from Libya and was made up mostly of migrants from North Africa. Argentina's president is said to be in a very good mood following surgery to drain a bruise on her brain. Cristina Fernandez's chief cabinet minister says the procedure went perfectly and suggests her recovery is very favourable. Fernandez handed over the reins of her office for 30 days on Monday to undergo the operation, after doctors recommended she have the hematoma drained after she began noticing slight muscle weakness in her arm. Cristina Fernandez developed the brain bruise after falling and hitting her head back in August. She is expected to remain in hospital for a few more days before returning home to complete her recovery. As expected, US President Barack Obama has formally nominated current US Federal Reserve Vice Chair Janet Yellen to be the next Fed Chair. Obama is tapping the 67-year-old to take over for current Fed Chair Ben Bernanke, who is set to leave office in January. If approved by the Senate, Yellen will be the first woman to lead the U.S. Federal Reserve in its 100-year history. Yellen became the front-runner for the job after former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers withdrew from consideration last month. China is now being predicted to become the top tourist source market for the United States by 2018, with the number of visiting Chinese hitting around 4.7 million. According to data from America's official tourism and marketing organization, Brand USA, the number of Chinese travelers visiting the U.S. is increasing by 35% each year. This figure beats any other country in the world. Chinese travelers spent $8.8 billion last year in America, with individual spending hitting an average of $7,000. It makes America the top spending destination for Chinese tourists. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.